NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. And sadly, it's a series finale as the Green Bay Gamblers lost their two games against Muskegon last weekend. And the Green Bay Gamblers had a great season. Can't take that away from them, but sadly, it has ended. Joined, as always, with the Green Bay Gamblers head coach and general manager, Pat Mikisch. And, Coach, when you reflect on last weekend's games, was it more about what Muskegon was able to do, or was it stuff that kind of left you scratching your head saying, how can we do it this weekend?
You know what? It was probably everything we expected when we talked last week, just about it being a great series and two very evenly matched teams. And we had one bad period. The first period was on Friday night, was our only period that we played poorly, and that was the only dominant period by Muskegon, and they took an early lead. And then we fought back in and got ourselves tied after partway through that third period. And then they score that goal with 30-something seconds left on a puck that was just shot in from the blue line that, you know, banked off a player and into the net. And so it was disappointing the way we fought back in that first game. And then the second night was kind of the same thing, just an extremely tight 1-1 game late into the third period, and they come up with a rebound opportunity right after we had just hit a post down at the other end. And so we knew it was going to be a tough battle. We knew it was going to be who got that timely goal, and Muskegon found ways to get it done this weekend.
Battle of the inches for sure. And, you know, you come into it in very similar to, you know, the high school and college ranks where, you know, after a game like that, you're going to be talking to a room full of people that may not be with the team next year. So what was your message to the team, whether it was in that locker room in Muskegon or on the bus ride home?
You know, we talked just quickly after. We knew we'd be doing exit interviews with everybody, but I think the biggest message from this season was just how they stuck together. It was not easy to go through it, not knowing if you were going to have games on a weekend and trying to reschedule games and do everything like that. And the amount of games that we had to play in March and April, just to get up to our 51 games that we played through a regular season was, you know, remarkable for the guys. And it was not easy for any team in this league, but I was proud of the way our guys stuck together and had such a strong season. You know, to have the third best record in the entire USHL is a great accomplishment. And, you know, but, you know, we had more on our plate. It was real disappointing to, you know, not come. We could have won either one of those games and been playing a very meaningful Sunday game to move on. But, you know, that's hockey. You know, it's scoring the right goal at the right time.
6 hours of exit interviews you said that you had with players. You don't have to go into specific details at all, but what was maybe the tone of those exit interviews? Was it hope? Was it guidance? Kind of take us a little bit into there in, you know, some vague terms.
You know, every one of them is a little bit different. It's about what their next step is. So for the players leaving, you know, we just wanted to show our appreciation and, you know, wish them well as they move on to their university, you know, next year. And for many of them, they're reporting to their schools within the next couple of weeks here and taking some summer classes, and other players don't have to report till July. So just trying to see what their timeline was. Their schools will take over what their training is. And then for our returning players, a lot of it was, you know, here's your points of emphasis and making sure that they have a proper training program. A lot of them have their coaches at home and everything like that they'll train with. But we wanted to send a couple of points on these are the things you really need to focus on. And, you know, we'll have some tests for them when they come back and some strength areas and areas that they could improve in. And then, you know, because we'll have them back here in June for our first camp, the third week of June, and then back for training camp, probably the last week of August or first week of September, based off the start of the season.
And what does the roster turnover look like this year?
You know, we're going to have a big number back, especially with the affiliates that we had in at the end of the year that played games with us. So you're looking at, you know, 15 players that were with us at the end of the year will be back next year. And so, which is a good number, but at the same time, we're saying goodbye to some real special players, you know, a Mason Lori who had a record setting year, you know, for us here in Green Bay, and losing, you know, a Jesse Tucker, who's been such a big part of this organization for 3 years, Jake Schmaltz, Jackson Coons, who was only here the 1 year, but had a great year, and Cam Thiessing, who, you know, probably had the biggest improvement from last year to this year and is extremely, you know, prepared now to go play at Ohio State.
And what do the next few months look like for you? I mean, obviously, you won't necessarily have to come to the rink to coach people out onto the ice and stuff like that, but there's scouting, there's the draft, and number of other things. Take our viewers and our listeners a little bit through what these next few months have in store for you.
Well, our director of scouting, Brian Samariba, he's been on the road all year with his staff. And so now it's a lot of, okay, we want the assistant coaches and myself to try to see these players down the stretch. And whether it's getting out to a North American League game and seeing those, or whether it's watching games online from earlier this year. And so it'll be a lot of video watching. I know all of us are heading out on the road to catch certain games here this weekend. And then we have the combines for the league, which will have two weekends in a row that our staff will be covering. Luckily, they're both here in Green Bay, so it makes it very easy for us that way. But that's going to be a lot of hockey players coming to town and doing the two USHL combines that will take place. And then the draft, May 26th, 27th. And then from there, we turn our page right into preparation for camp and getting all of our players registered for camp and getting them ready. And then we'll have camp here in June 19th to the 24th. And then after that, I'll go and do a little bit of scouting with the USA Hockey festivals that they hold with the top 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, and 17-year-olds. It's three different weeks out in Buffalo. And so I'll be at probably two of those, and the staff will be checking in on those as well. And then once we get to that second half of July, I think it's like July 13th is the line in the sand, then everything kind of stops as far as what we're doing other than getting ready for training camp. Which will be that end of August, beginning of September will probably be our start date. But, you know, getting players that have made the team registered and kids registered for high school, getting billets set up, things like that. So that's kind of my real downtime, is that second half of July into August, where I can sit on the lake up north and worry about who's going to live with what billet and do those things at that point.
I was just about to ask you, because it sounds like even though that you don't have any hockey games to prepare for, you're getting right after it right away.
Well, we'll stay busy. I mean, like, we'll still find time to relax. I mean, we're away from our families so much during the season that it's, you know, important that we, you know, have some of that time. And it's important that we get out to the golf course and play some golf. So our weekends stay busy with a lot of the scouting that could still take place, watching video of players and things like that. You don't want to be doing that all day. You'll find a time in the day to, you know, okay, I'm going to watch these three players today, and you'll get through a couple games, spend some time on them, and then get away from it. But it's important that we help Brian this time of year to, you know, kind of finalize our draft list and make sure we're prepared for the end of May.
Is it hard to still kind of have that kind of, you know, hard focus on hockey after the season and all the work that you put into during the season?
It's a different, it's not hard. It turns your focus in a completely different way. And, you know, I'm lucky to have Brian out on the road all year. So he kind of has it broken down to, these are the players that we really like, you know, can you spend some time on them? And then we'll be doing a lot of interviews with those kids, and we do all those over the phone or via Zoom. And then especially with some of the kids we're going to try to recruit to come to the league, you know, we want to make sure their families understand, you know, what the USHL is all about. And before we go and draft a player that might not be interested, we've got to make sure they're interested in what the USHL is all about.
And, you know, especially when you talk to those people that are already playing in the North American Hockey League, you know, what is that jump like for them? Because we saw the Janesville team during the course of the season there that filled in for that one game. But what is that conversation like with the parents and the kids saying, hey, you know what, you're doing this, but we can really ratchet it up a little bit by joining our league?
The North American League kids, for the most part, that's their next step that they want to take, is to come to our league. So when I talk about the recruiting, a lot of it would be, you know, a Canadian player that might be comfortable playing in the BCHL right now. And then we're talking with him and his advisors on, you know, what the difference is and why to make this move and why to trust us and come to Green Bay. And, you know, that you look at a Matt Davis, who was our first round pick last year and was having great success in Canada and, you know, convincing him that this was the right step. And, you know, Denver University was very supportive in that process. So there's just a lot of, you know, moving parts with some of those kids that already have a great setup and, you know, why Green Bay is the right fit for them this coming year.
Do you have any areas of focus that you'll be looking at this year? I don't want you to, you know, give away any trade secrets, but.
No, I don't think there'll be any trade secrets. We have a nice core returning. And so it's just trying to figure out, we already have our affiliate list, which ones of those players are going to be ready to come in and play. And then spending time on, you know, those marquee pieces that we're going to need. And we lost some really good forwards. You lose a Mason Lori. We expect the players who are returning to take huge steps and to move forward, but you're still going to have to replace some of that experience at walking out the door.
Well, coach, I know it sounds like even though you don't have games coming up, you're still a busy man. So we will let you get on as we kind of close up shop on the season. It's been a pleasure. I was joking, I believe, with Jeff and a couple other people that you probably forget more hockey talking to me than I could ever learn in a lifetime. So I appreciate the fact that we've been able to do this. I believe this is episode 30. So a lot of hockey has been discussed. And when next season starts, I can't wait to do it again.
Same here, Tim. I've appreciated all the support. And, you know, it's such a great community that we're part of here. And our fan base, I can't wait to get back to a full building next year. And, you know, get everybody back. But your support's been great for all of us this year.
All right. Well, coach, we will let you go. Thanks again and have a happy off season.
Same to you, Tim.
And you've been watching and listening to the New Radio Sports Network.